coming your way live from a top secret location in Redondo Beach. You're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? Uh-oh, we have a little echo going on here. This is Steve Aspel, Aspel on the Esplanade. I'm sitting here at www.healthylife.net with South Bay J. Cruz, and I truly hope this is coming over the airwaves.
I think it is. I just had a replay show that I forgot to reset. Not going to come in.
I heard an echo in the background. Yeah. That was the old days at a Grateful Dead concert.
I thought I had one of the levers in cue or something. It's weird. You hear one little thing and you go, what's wrong? You know, like, okay, that doesn't belong there. But
you think I was a pro or something at this. Right. I watch the guys in these bands like Jack and Jed or whatever. They get a little frustrated over, or you would, with one little microphone thing or a little hitch.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It throws you off. You know, you're doing your thing and then something's, and you're like, okay, now I got to fix that or I got to pay attention. You know, what's
going on? I just heard a little echo when I'm talking. Anyway, here we are, healthylife.net, Aspel on the Esplanade, and we're sitting here in a top secret location somewhere in Redondo Beach.
Yeah, and we're good. Like I said, that was just a replay show because you weren't sure you're going to make it, and
that's
you
right.
Did right. And
I told you I wasn't. About 3 or 4 hours ago, I called you and said I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
And you know, the bottom line was I wasn't feeling it because I was hanging out with my granddaughter and my daughter.
Uh huh.
And my daughter uses my house. My daughter Brett uses our house like 4 days a week to use my office.
Right.
And then we watch Kenny the whole time, and she's a lot of fun.
Uh huh.
And if you're on my Facebook page, you'll look, because she spilled a yogurt all over me. We had but I called you and said I can't make it.
Uh huh.
Just because I wasn't, literally, I wasn't in the mood to leave.
Got it.
And then about 12:15, I said, it's time to go. Let's get up there. See if you fit me in. So I have no notes. I have no nothing. So we talk about whatever we want to.
Those are always the most fun shows.
Sometimes, yeah, I hope so. So we have football.
Shohei Ohtani. I mean, 50-50, he might make 55-55.
He had a chance to make 60-60. You never know. He's a freak. But, yeah, we've been watching that. It's just amazing if you're a baseball fan.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't play baseball. I never played as a kid.
Hitting a baseball supposedly is the hardest thing to do in sports. They asked Deion Sanders, who played baseball and football, and he was hitting a baseball is the toughest thing.
If you want to go back and to the archives, go Google Tommy Lasorda's take on hitting a golf ball or a baseball.
Okay.
And I'm not kidding you. It's like a 5-minute dissertation. He drops the F-bomb every 10 seconds.
And that was Tommy. And that was his normal.
So effing funny.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, you got it. And I can't do it like him.
Yeah.
You got a baseball coming at you 100 miles an hour. And you're standing up there and you don't know which way it's going to go. But and people are screaming.
Uh-huh.
And you got a golf ball. It's sitting there.
Yeah.
And
everyone's quiet.
Everybody's going to be quiet.
Yeah.
And he goes, tell me golf's harder. Anyway, I could never hit a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I played zero organized baseball.
Yeah.
Zero.
Same here.
I played some, you know, the drunk softball stuff for the bar sponsors.
Yeah, that was fun.
And I was a stand-in because I was not good enough to even play. But it was I played with my buddies Mike Ball and some guys that sponsored by a bar in Westchester, California.
Yeah.
So we'd show up half in the bag and leave.
Of course.
In the bag. But
yeah.
Anyway, I'm not the biggest fan of baseball. My wife is a freak.
Right.
Tonight at 7:10.
Oh, the Padres series.
I know where I'll be. I will be home watching the game with my wife. But the Shohei thing is freaking me out. I can't get enough of watching that game he had in Miami.
Oh, the Sunday game?
I don't know which one we made when we broke the records,
mm-hmm.
killed him.
Yeah.
Greatest game ever played.
I know. And then Mookie Betts also was killing it.
And then a couple days ago, he hit the home run to tie it up, and then Mookie Betts hit the walk-off.
Yeah.
But my wife goes, well, how come he keeps asking, why are you watching this over and over?
Mm-hmm.
So I never, I never watch replays of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not get enough of these little excerpts of Shohei Ohtani hitting the home runs, the single, the triple, the whatever, stealing the bases.
Yeah.
The tallest Japanese guy I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
He is. 100%.
He makes more money than most countries.
He does.
He does. But it's if you don't like baseball, it's okay. Still watch it. He's amazing. Just go Google him. He's a freak. Plus, he seems like he's always smiling. A nice guy. And I'm not a big fan of these sports celebrities that fake smile or whatever.
Sure.
Anyway, it was good. That's what I spent the weekend doing, watching Shohei Ohtani.
I've been a fan of his since day one. Kind of glad he's not on the Angels anymore, because they're the team that's
totally glassy, not
never hasn't gone anywhere in forever. And you know, with the Dodgers, he has a chance now to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, we worry about his sadness if he can't make the playoffs. He makes $1 billion a year.
Yeah,
just waking up in the morning.
It's just
what he seems like, the kind of guy you want to root for.
Uh-huh. I've always found that. And it also, you know, as an American, it's a little prideful to be able to go, other countries have picked up on our game, have grown up watching it, and have become this good. Or he's one of the best players of all time.
He's like the best player of all time.
Pretty much.
You could argue Aaron Judge.
Maybe. Because he plays a little defense.
He hits home runs. But just the fact that
50-50.
It's an international sport,
yeah. And
I get a big kick out of it. But
me
my
too.
Wife, my wife is a freak. And you met Kevin Thompson. He's been here. Yeah, he's a freak. We always argue about it. He blames everything on the refs.
Yeah.
Speaking of refs, we'll get to that football game.
Well, the Chiefs game, or which one?
The Chiefs game. It's... another parlay I lost because of that call, I believe.
That call, yeah. That was a blatant...
I won money this week.
Yeah.
I did win money. I did win. I'm up $500.
Good.
However, had the Atlanta Falcons won the parlay.
Yeah.
$1,800.
Oh,
everything
boy.
Else I bet on.
Uh-huh.
I even took the Rams over the Niners.
That's a nice pick.
And I took the other team over the Raiders. I did.
No, the Panthers.
Yeah, and I took... anyway, I didn't do well last night.
Oh, I killed it. I personally killed it last night.
But I took Washington, but I did also took the Jaguars.
I did a teaser with the two teams.
Mm-hmm.
Should have done a parlay because they both easily covered the spread. Washington won outright.
Yeah.
But I did a teaser so I could get 13.5 points with the Redskins, Washington football team, because I thought Cincinnati.
The Commanders.
You know, yeah, I thought Cincinnati would do okay, but I am a big fan of Washington's quarterback, Jaden Daniels. That guy's a lot of fun to watch.
He should have been the number one pick.
He's doing better than the guy who was the number one pick.
They all said that.
And quite honestly, I think the team I'm adopting this year, that you know, because each year I sort of find a new team. Last year was Detroit. This year it's Washington. I like that team. I think they're gonna surprise people, and I like their quarterback.
Oh, you notice, by the way, I'm wearing these little CVS readers.
Uh huh.
So the other day, I'm coming out Friday afternoon. I fell on my face.
Ow!
I didn't hurt anything.
Okay.
I broke my glasses.
All right.
I haven't been wearing glasses that long. I don't know what happened. No, nothing involved. No extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
Tripped, and the glasses went flying, and I broke them.
Uh-huh.
So I guess what I won last night will be used to pay for the new glasses.
Yeah.
Didn't break the lenses. It broke the old frame. And so I don't need glasses so much of the readers.
Yeah.
But it's a... I hate this stuff. I just spend money on all this little stuff. Glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's fun.
Nope.
But let's see what else has happened. We had the football this weekend. I did. The Rams kicked the ass of the 49ers.
That was a crazy comeback.
I do like, I love Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Matthew Stafford better. The Rams won. And I don't even know what other games I watched. It just was kind of a frenetic weekend here, watching different sports.
Yeah, same here. I did watch the Niners-Rams, and I had an eye on the Raiders for a while, and then I shut that off because, you know, they're getting crushed by Carolina, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
it figures, you know, Carolina's literally the worst team in football. They make a quarterback change, and naturally they beat the Raiders. Yeah.
Of course. Well, I did have another You know, my, we talk about betting like it's some big Vegas better.
Yeah.
$10.
Yes.
You put five teams. If that $10 can make you $1,500 if they all hit. Well, I had one other parlay, and it was like $1,200 had they all hit.
Yeah.
Four out of five hit, except the effing San Diego, L.A. Chargers.
Yeah, I lost on that, too. I took the money line over Pittsburgh.
It was money line, yeah. Why would you? Pam goes, you always do that with the Chargers. They always let you down.
Someday we'll learn.
It's kind of like, you know, an ex-girlfriend or ex-wife. They always let you down.
And then they play Kansas City this week, so.
Chargers?
Yeah.
They'll probably win. Unless the refs are involved. Again, we'll get back to the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
I did have some $10 on that, but the parlay. However, that call at the end, minutes ago, if that was Patrick Mahomes throwing that ball, it would have been 20 flags.
Yeah.
And I'm never one of the guys that call the refs corrupt or whatever, but they lean in favor of the, like Patrick Mahomes. They don't want to mess up. They don't get the NFL mad at them or something. But it was a blatant error. And I'm surprised that the Vegas people don't have those refs shot. I'm serious. Forget about messing with Patrick Mahomes or the Kansas City Chiefs or whatever. They're messing with people that don't bet $10.
Well, that's it.
They bet $10 million.
They look at it on their overall casino bottom line. Remember last year when Mahomes slid against the Jets? We think you and I both took it in the shorts on that one. Yes. Where it's like, why didn't he score a touchdown and he slid? And they didn't cover against the Jets.
That wasn't a bad ref call, though.
It was just a
smart move by Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying he doesn't earn the respect and all that.
Oh, yeah, he's a great player. A
wonderful player. But I can't believe those refs effed it up so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God I only had 10 whole dollars on it.
Yeah.
But it's still frustrating. $10 to $10 million.
You know, especially when you're like that close and like Atlanta was driving and looked like they were going to score and how they got that touchdown, you wouldn't want to.
So.
And the drive, there was like three penalties against the Chiefs, and Atlanta was like, I'm going, they're going to win because, I mean, they're getting a free ride here.
It's the NFL is a multi-billion-dollar organization.
Oh, yeah.
It's worldwide, and they got to market their number one teams.
Yeah.
I think the refs just lean that way.
Well, it was Tom Brady a couple years ago. He's out. Mahomes is the new face of the league.
That's right. Well, you're right. If you say the – saw a video yesterday of – I think it was the Pittsburgh Steelers or something from the 70s.
Yeah.
And they were saying this would not be tolerated today.
Oh, the one where Cleveland's Joe – Turkey Jones slammed Terry Bradshaw on top of his head.
And then they had the guy, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns was Phipps.
Mike Phipps.
Out of Purdue.
Right.
And they just crucified him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. Tom Brady changed the rules because he couldn't move.
Right.
But anyway, it's all good. I have nothing to watch. Bama, watch baseball. Watch Thursday. Who's playing Thursday night?
Yeah, do whatever else you got on your plan. It's Cowboys, Giants.
Well, I'm hoping the Giants beat this year.
Yeah, it's the Giants, though.
I won't be watching. You know what?
You know, the one thing, though, on the Thursday night games, the team that stays at home and doesn't have to travel, I give them a huge edge because that, you know, it's a short week, number one. Mm-hmm. Second of all, like Thursday rolls around, half the time I go, I'm not ready for football. I just did a weekend of football plus a doubleheader on Monday, and I'm like, I got things to do on Sunday.
I went to Green Bay Packer game. Might be 10 years ago now. It wasn't that long, but it was a while back with my buddy Kenny Greenleaf and his wife and Pam and I. Once we traveled to Chicago, we watched the Packers play the Bears on Sunday.
That's a classic matchup.
The Packers won.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago's a great place to visit, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's a bucket list trip for me.
It's really cool. Except I picked up my rental car.
Yeah.
They delivered it to the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I said, we're fine. He left. And I had to call him back. There was barf in the back seat.
Oh, man.
It was my voice again. Anyway, they cleaned it up. So we watched the game on Sunday. And the next day, we left for 2 days later, left for Green Bay, watched the Packers play the Vikings on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, cool.
They got two games for the price of one. Not the price of one, but...
On one trip.
If you want to buy... fact is, if you want to go see a game in Chicago or Green Bay, if you include, it was, I think it was first class airfare, and the tickets,
mm-hmm.
it's still cheaper than buying a ticket here in L.A.
Wow.
They were selling, we had 50-yard line seats, like 40 rows up,
yeah,
for like $80.
Well, that's really good.
And they're like $500 at SoFi.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway, the people are great there, too. They don't have, in Green Bay, they don't have the benches like in high schools.
Uh-huh.
There are no seats.
Oh, okay.
They're numbered benches. And the joke was, because the people in Green Bay are a little bit bigger.
Sure.
Which I was, too.
A lot of cheese and stuff.
A lot of cheese. They're lovable people.
A lot of brats,
they're lovable, fun
a lot
people.
Of beer.
I've been to a lot of stadiums. They're the best place in the world.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And when you if you go in the wintertime,
yes.
which I've been, you got to steal a blanket from the hotel so you can sit on it. They're aluminum benches.
Oh.
Just picture your high school place where, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a number.
Feels good on the tush. They're a nice, freezing bench.
And they're happy, though. They're wearing no shirts or anything.
I know. That's amazing.
It is amazing. But the, anyway, we went and saw the Packers play the Vikings on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the Packers did beat them because they were home team. But this Thursday, Giants and Dallas.
Giants and Cowboys. Yeah.
As long as the Cowboys lose, I don't care.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go out and maybe drive my car for dollars that day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're an Uber driver.
Yeah, back to Uber on the side. And then speaking of, I've never tried going to, like, you know, a big game, like SoFi at the end of a game. To, you know, because there's 75,000 capacity. Figure a good 25,000 people are taking an Uber. It just seems like sitting in traffic. But, you know, this Sunday I think I'm going to give it a shot.
They have their own lot. Uber has a lot, right?
They do. And then, you know, the people come out and, you know, I've never gone through the process. So I want to check it out to see if, like, you know, it's almost like random. I could get somebody at SoFi that's going to need a ride to Redondo and be like, okay, that's not that far. Or I could end up taking someone to San Bernardino. I don't
know.
Who
are they playing?
They're playing the Chiefs, the Chargers and Chiefs.
Maybe somebody will want to have a ride to Kansas City.
Something. You know, who knows? I mean, I might get a...
They're coming out of their... They're all in the bag.
Right.
And I've been there. I've never taken an Uber out of there. But
mm-hmm.
In fact, I've never been. I've been to one event there. I saw Ed.
Oh, Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran. It was a year ago yesterday.
Yeah.
Or 2 days ago. I was bored.
My only event,
I was
actually.
Bored. Shitless.
Volunteered to sell CDs for the Shriners at a Motley Crue Def Leppard concert a couple years ago. And I. It was fun because I literally got to walk around SoFi the entire day selling these CDs
nice.
To help raise money.
You got it
and
for
then,
free.
And then I got a ticket for the show at the end of the night.
Nice.
And,
well, the Uber is on the north side of the stadium.
On Kareem Court?
Yeah, by the closer to the Forum,
mm-hmm.
I believe. I've never taken it. The two times I've been there, I parked at the Hollywood Park Casino.
Yeah.
And the guy comes out, and it's $20 for valet parking.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, give me an extra 20, your truck will be parked right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right up front. So, and he goes, just don't be drinking. The cops are everywhere.
Right, right, right.
So I said, I'm not. I'm picking up my daughters. I'll be waiting in the casino, which is not my kind of casino. It's just it's a fake casino.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there it was, $40. It was still cheaper than an Uber.
Oh, 100%.
But and I have to wait. I picked up my kids. But then I went there to see Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
We did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And other than seeing Ed Sheeran, it was still worth it.
Uh-huh.
He's great. My wife loved it. Everybody loved it. But I was snoozing.
Yeah.
My sister just texted me and said, the bartender here where she works won $1,100 on some parlay.
Mm.
He should give me, Susie, he should give me a hint how he does this stuff. Because I don't do that well sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're going to go pick a Charger game. Well, they come out. They're playing in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll take a bunch of Kansas City fans back to their hotels.
Maybe.
But, you know, if you saw the...
Probably not a lot of Charger fans. I mean, let's be real. L.A. is just, you know...
You saw the Rams game. It was all red.
Not a lot of Niner fans.
And it
huh?
was good to beat the Niners. Well, my wife and I, when we knew each other for 30 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But our second real date was a Rams 49er game in 1989 at Anaheim Stadium. And I picked her up, and we went to the game, and that's when Joe Montana threw, I think, two touchdown passes to Jerry Rice and one to
John Taylor.
John Taylor. And I think we had, I don't ever say we, the Rams had Everett, I believe, I don't remember. But that's when it cemented in my mind what a bunch of assholes San Francisco fans are. And I've been to many stadiums for baseball and football. And the worst stadium in my life is San Francisco. Candlestick, I've never been to the new place in Santa Clara.
Yeah, I haven't.
I've been to Candlestick. They're the biggest turds you've ever met. They always say L.A. is bad because the one guy got beat up. He didn't deserve it. The guy that ran at the
That's dark. Pretty bad. That was a pretty bad dark spot on L.A.
I'm sure he didn't. I'm sure he wasn't walking down the aisle nonchalantly, minding his own business.
Either way, it shouldn't have happened. A very dark spot on L.A.
Horrible spot.
Yeah.
But we left that stadium in 1989. And I was wearing a Rams shirt, and I got, it was crazy. The 49er fans, you are embarrassing to society. But Raider fans are great. Well, not when they were in the Coliseum.
No.
They were not good. But anyway.
And that's kind of an L.A. thing. You know,
LA,
the Ram fans that played in the Coliseum, but don't remember any stories of them being.
Ram fans are pussies. Yeah, but we were getting yelled at. So this time when the Rams beat the Niners, those people had to leave.
Yeah.
You know, with their tails between their legs. I was happy about that. Yeah, that was a bad thing with the Dodger game, but if you ever gone, well, you're from up there.
Yeah.
The San Francisco fans can be pretty gnarly. They don't like anybody that don't like San Francisco.
San Francisco, period, for whatever reason, has a provincial attitude, which I don't understand because California is a transient state in general. Yeah. I'm a native. You're a native. We were born in the state. I've never moved. You're an L.A. guy. I lived up there because of my parents deciding to move up there. I was born in L.A. Had that never happened, I'm sure I would have been Rams, Dodgers, 100%.
That's right, yeah.
But, they weren't available when I was watching sports up there so much. So, watch the local teams.
You had the Raiders.
Yeah. Raiders, Niners, and the Raiders are better.
The Raiders are the most cool team that ever existed.
Formative years, and
when they were in Oakland, they were the coolest team ever in the face of the earth.
I got to send you this link. There was a documentary or a show on HBO or Showtime, one of those, and it was about the 1970 Oakland Raiders and A's, and just Oakland in general, because there was also the Hells Angels, the Black Panthers, the Raiders, the A's, and that Oakland A's team of the 70s. Long hair, mustaches.
Oh, yeah. They're cool.
You know.
Even though the Dodgers beat them.
Well, in the 80s. The A's actually beat the Dodgers 4-1 one of those World Series there. But then the Reds, who they also upset, and the Dodgers had revenge against Canseco in the 80s. So.
We can go on and on about different stadiums.
Yeah.
Anything but the Niners. I will cheer for any team over the 49ers. In fact, I love Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I like the Niners.
I like the players.
Yeah.
I think it's their fans.
Yeah.
But they played this weekend. I could bet on them or not, but I want to see Brock Purdy just to show up everybody. He'll only make $100 million a year in about 2 years.
Yeah, I think next year is the day they got to make decisions. So this might be their last, real hurrah at getting into the big game.
Yeah. You know what? I don't care. So I could watch it. The other day, I couldn't watch all the games. I kept going outside, working on cages.
It's still kind of early for football. I mean, we just wrapped up summer, the fall. But, here we're going to have a nice fall. It's not going to be freezing cold, as half the games we watch on TV will be. We're in shorts, and they're in Pittsburgh freezing.
I get up every morning pretty early.
Uh-huh.
But I DVR the 4 a.m. Channel 7 ABC News.
Okay.
And then I DVR Get Up on ESPN. Just so I don't have to watch commercials.
Oh, right.
So I chose, I shouldn't tell anybody this, but I chose Channel 7 at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
The weather person there is pretty much at 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, She's great. And I do like, by the way, changing over here, Channel 5 has got, I mentioned him last week. See, he doesn't have a nice figure, so I don't remember him. I'll think about it. See, have some break.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great, funny dude.
Uh-huh.
But I get up and watch this stuff, and they're saying how cold it's going to be or hot it's going to be. We never got as hot as they said the world is because we're by the coast.
Yeah.
And we had June gloom. What do they call it?
May, gray, June gloom.
And foggist. It got a little hot for a while, but right now it's back to being cold. I'm wearing long pants.
Yeah.
First time in a while. And Henry DiCarlo.
Okay.
If you're watching the Channel 5 news, like my sister lives in San Diego, she can't watch it.
Okay.
Susie, I know. But he's really cool.
Uh-huh.
He had a thing on a show the other day. These weather people at 4 a.m., they don't talk about all weather. The news is kind of basic.
Yeah.
It's almost like The View or something. They're only talking about news. They had this guy lives out in Fullerton or Yorba Linda or something. He has a big backyard with hills behind him. So he's out in the Inland Empire, which, by the way, I hate it when they call it IE.
Yeah.
It's the Inland Empire. Anyway, in his pool, they thought something was weird in where the outlet is on the filter. They looked in, there's a squirrel.
Huh.
Like just barely. Because it's real shallow. They're barely hanging on. It's been there for a while. And on the squirrel's back was a mouse.
Whoa.
So the mouse obviously fell in, couldn't get out. So the squirrel's letting the mouse sit on its back. And I'm not kidding you. They had it. It wasn't a story, really. They had it on video.
Wow.
So they got the mouse out and then the squirrel out, and the mouse took off. And the squirrel hung out in his yard for a couple hours trying to warm up.
Uh-huh.
And he finally scooted away.
Yeah.
But this guy actually took the time to video it. So if you like animals, you can Google it. It's the Channel 5 weather guy who saved a squirrel in the house. And it's really cool. I enjoyed the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Then we get up, and then I get to watch Get Up.
Uh-huh.
And I get to go through the commercials.
Yeah.
And if you're a fan of ESPN, all they do is talk about Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And
LeBron. Not even the Lakers, just LeBron.
LeBron. Well, they talk about Aaron Rodgers. You never know what the Rams are doing or the Raiders are doing. But they're harping on Shohei the other day.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what I get up and do in the morning until this morning I was going to go into my office and do some work, and my daughter Brett shows up. She uses my office during the daytime.
Uh-huh.
Oh, didn't get any work done. That's why I came up here. I had nothing else to do.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's all good. So we're talking about nothing. Let's see here. What else is going on here? What else in the news we have to talk about? The presidential race.
When's November? I mean, we're going to finally get this election.
I wish it was tomorrow.
I don't want to have to wait. You know, the whole thing is, like, who has not made up their mind on who they're voting for yet? Who's been doing investigative facts?
Swifties. All the people, Trump people, are bitching about Taylor Swift.
Because she endorsed the other side?
These random people who are nice human beings are sending out these memes about what a effing whatever Taylor Swift is.
Mm-hmm.
No talent. She makes all these bad choices. All her songs are about dumped guys or whatever.
Hey, name anyone who doesn't write about relationships. That's
They're
like 90% of music.
You don't write a song about
breakups, wasted days and wasted nights.
Yeah.
You know,
you love me. But
yeah.
But
that's
music. If she would have endorsed Trump, they'd all love her.
Uh-huh.
But if she can get those Swifties to actually to vote,
mm-hmm.
then party's over for Trump.
Yeah.
But I'm getting bored watching her at Kansas City Chiefs games.
Yeah.
Just boring. And I don't even see her. I have no problem with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more bored with the Kelce brothers and their commercials. Because other than the fact he's dating her.
Yeah.
They're nothing special. But the Trump people are going crazy
mm-hmm.
that she's endorsing Kamala Harris. And I actually, one of Pam's friends, who's as right wing as you could ever find.
Right.
And she made fun of this endorsement. And I said, she goes, well, she got pretty cute. And I said, give it a break. She has a right to endorse whoever she wants.
Of course.
She's more famous than the rest of us, that's all. And she's a billionaire. Well, they go, she's never shopped for groceries. She's never done this. She flies her own jet and pollutes the earth. And I said, so does Trump. He's never gone to 7-Eleven to buy a bag of smokes.
No.
Or a beer. Or he's never gone to a Safeway to buy a bag of apples.
Right.
So that because it's her you're ragging on her, and she said, well, I bet your band Feed the Kitty doesn't know just lost her name.
Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh. Any Taylor Swift songs? I said, So I text Jed.
I sense a challenge.
There's a challenge. Jed said, we will not lose. I bet her a dollar.
Yeah.
And she goes, he said, you won't lose the bet. We know one song.
Uh-huh.
So I hope that I'm going to record it.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to come down and watch and play it live.
Right.
She's seen Pet Project once at Waterman's at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to see her in person that much anyway, so I'll take a video and send it to her just to win my whole dollar.
Right.
But, yeah, they said they can play a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
But I find it offensive people are making fun of her.
The only reason I think that people that are is because she is well known. She has a big following, and there will be a big handful of Swifties that will do what she says.
And they should. She's the most famous human being on the face of the earth.
And they were going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
She didn't really. Again, who has not decided either?
Well,
like,
a lot of people. I can tell you a lot of people you know personally.
Yeah.
That don't vote, have never voted.
I understand. Yeah, I'm really kind of...
These people might not... They might register and vote just because they're Swifties.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
how Trump got into office. People don't realize that... And it came out after the election. There was an online algorithm that was developed by a place called Cambridge Media or something. They were out of England, and they came up with this thing, and they could find within... By reading your posts, they could determine who was open to being a Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. And then Trump and his people just slam-targeted those people. They didn't worry, and yeah, I use the word those people. They didn't worry about other folks. They didn't go out on the road. They went to certain spots. They emailed and targeted certain people that gave them enough numbers to get and they got people that didn't even vote to come out and vote for him. They convinced the apathetic people that he was, and
it's okay to call them those people.
Exactly. That's why I underscored those people, because they were disenfranchised, they were not voting, but somehow this site was able to determine that they would support him.
Oh.
And there's a whole article that came out afterwards, and I was like, wow, it's really smart to come up with that idea. So, it could be done.
Oh,
by
yeah.
anyone that wants to, use the data or, target things differently.
He's just a pitiful excuse for a human being.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't.
And,
and I know you, my friends are listening that love Trump.
I don't get it.
Bite me.
I mean, I'm okay with Republicans. I'm okay with the conservative party. And I'm okay with that platform. I'm just not so okay with him at all.
Mm-hmm.
It could be another, and then in both parties, quite frankly, I'm upset at because... You're giving us these people. Again, I'm using that term. And Kamala Harris...
These people aren't racial unless you talk about white trash.
Right. Exactly. Now, Kamala Harris, she's been in office all this time, and, unfortunately, I don't think the Democrats did enough to really promote her and let us know she was there.
Right.
And that's typical. The vice president doesn't get much love. But I remember Biden got more... attention when Obama was, number one.
I'm glad he stepped aside because I saw him on TV today.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me look nimble.
Yeah, he's
he walks pretty gingerly. I'm going, whoa. But, I want a younger person to be president.
Something to that.
I don't want someone my age. I want someone younger.
Yeah. No, we need that. I mean, we need some young blood.
Someone who has a future.
And whoever wins, they're going to get gray hair in 4 years, and they're going to, like Obama, he came in looking all like 30, 40 years old. He left looking like 70.
Yeah, he's
gray hair.
He's so amazing. But anyway, it's the memes that go around, and there's a lot of artificial intelligence making this stuff.
Sure.
But I experienced the memes when I ran for re-election, in particular for mayor.
Uh-huh.
And our current mayor, Jim Light, made up all of these things and admitted to on emails. And for that, I hope he rots. But they make stuff up, and people start looking at it. They don't know you. They believe it.
Yeah.
And they're going at, but they go after Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And the, about, well, she did this with Willie Brown or did this. Well, they don't pay attention. What Trump drilled half the women in New York or around the world. And my daughters are still, their husbands are not fans of Kamala.
Yeah.
I goes, just by the way, you have daughters. So remember, if somebody wants to grab them by that and do this, don't be pissed.
Yeah.
Because you set the precedent.
Right.
And the president, you know, I say stupid stuff. Like my wife said, I say stupid stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And I did when I was mayor.
Uh-huh.
And I made the newspapers. But I was mayor. I wasn't president.
Right.
Not in charge of nuclear codes and all this stuff. And I'm not pretentious enough to say I even have a great vocabulary. Mine probably would be the same as Donald Trump, which is his vocabulary.
No, you're better.
His vocabulary is horrible.
You're a lot better.
But it's just people, if I had a daughter, any female that votes for Donald Trump is a lunatic.
Compromise.
Because...
Well, they're being told what to do.
He's a rapist. He's a philandering piece of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never got this political on this show. But anyway, it's a... So I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
I get to talk what I'm going to talk. But it's a... it's going to be weird. My life's not going to change one way or the other.
No.
Who's president?
And, you know, no matter what happens, I'm going to, like... I'm not going to get involved in the name-calling, because that's going to come up. And then, you know, one side's going to win. There's going to be the celebration and the complaints and all of that kind of, you know.
But if he loses, he's going to have a kind of a mini-revolt.
Oh, yeah. He's already...
January 6th.
He's already planning that, so...
And everybody cheated. One of the barometers I've always used is... I haven't traveled recently, but I've traveled extensively.
Yeah.
And... Like some of my best friends are in Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and they go, "How the hell did you vote for that dude?"
Right.
I mean, it's an embarrassment to your country.
The rest of the country calls him a clown. That's what another friend of mine.
They crack up. They go, "I know we're not, Ireland would be a county."
Yeah.
In California.
Right. Right.
And most people don't give a damn what those people think in Ireland or France or whatever. I don't care what the French think, but anyway, they think we're a joke.
Yeah, they do. They call him a clown, and they think we're just idiots for voting for
embarrassing.
Him.
Embarrassing.
And they have a point.
They do.
You know, and we somehow we get what we deserve. I mean, more people maybe should have gone out and voted against him, or more people should have looked into him instead of just blindly following him or her, whatever it is.
I have a neighbor. He's got signs up. His house looks like it's got ads for Trump everywhere.
Right.
And he's got a nice house. There's like one person, like four houses away.
Yeah.
The lawn's like 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most hideous piece of crap house in Redondo Beach. And they got Trump signs all over. I go, leave them there.
Yeah.
But the guy's, he's a cop. The guy I know, not the bad house.
Yeah.
But they're all Trumpsters.
Yeah.
Well,
I think there was a Tom Cruise movie where he's like, he's doing one of those, it's like they call it the fourth wall where the guy's actually talking to the audience. But Tom Cruise was saying, he was point one, point two, and he goes, and point three, the police never vote Democrat. And the cop's like, that's right. You know.
They don't, but here's a fascinating thing about cops and firefighters. They always vote.
Yeah.
For the Republican.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for the Democratic legislatures of California, I don't know other states, but here they wouldn't have their retirement.
Right.
All the so-called liberal voted for the, because they were flush with money in the 90s.
Yeah.
So that's why they get their heavy retirement of 100% of their salary for as long as they live.
Yeah.
But they want Democrats to win locally, so they can get their benefits,
sure.
Their union benefits. But when it comes to everything else, they hate it.
Uh-huh.
And which shows you, at the end of the day, most people, well, we all are, we're in it for ourselves.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I don't blame people for that. When I was in local politics, I know that the people the average person worries about the 50 feet in front of their own house.
Yeah.
How you're going to put gas in your car,
mm-hmm.
feed your kids. And that's human nature, and I don't blame them. That's what you have to govern to.
Yeah.
But they're not thinking in terms of the whole world.
No.
In other words, like we could be a powder keg. The whole thing could blow up in a second with some of the stuff going on in the Mideast and Russia and all that.
Volatile times.
But if you have, just why they're voting for this billionaire who doesn't really give a shit about that.
Other than his own advancement and profit.
It is what it is. So that's enough politics. What else we got? We got another 20 minutes to talk about something. Football's out. Baseball's out. How about them? Well, let's see. Politics. Local politics. Well, we have elections coming up in Manhattan Beach and Hermosa. Redondo's not till March.
Okay.
So, there's like 8 candidates for council in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to be a council member. They all think it's easy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's fun.
Uh-huh.
It is fun, but it's not easy. But everybody is the most expensive job you'll ever have.
Paid,
so. But I've had people ask me if I help them out get elected.
Right.
I said, no, I'm out. I said, plus my name in some places will get you. You'll hurry in. So let's see here. We have and the company that was kicked out of Redondo along when I was not reelected, Seneca.
Mm. Right.
My friend Fred, who was the president, he's started a new company.
Okay.
And they have malls going up in St. George, Utah, mm-hmm. Salt Lake City, Boise, mm-hmm. all around, about 10 new places.
Cool.
Which I'm just saying that right now because that's more places that can hire the band.
Yeah.
He's going to hire them again.
Nice.
Once they're all completed and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get rehired because the new owners of that was old company.
Okay.
So no summer trip this year. I missed my trip to Utah, mm-hmm. Idaho. And anyway, we'll be doing it again next year, I think.
All right.
Sooner than next year.
Yeah, well, when that happens, you gotta let me know. I mean, I might have to get some days off and at least try to make some of that Utah.
Well, the interesting thing is,
I could put a drum set or a bass amp or,
You could be a roadie.
Yeah. I mean, I just need to, work out my schedule here.
Yeah, we can talk about that when that happens because St. George is an hour and a half out of Vegas.
Uh-huh.
But the drive from here to St. George is 6 hours.
Okay.
Maybe. Well, whatever. It's an hour and a half past Vegas.
Yeah, it's about 6 or 7 hours.
So it depends if you leave Friday night or Monday morning.
Yeah.
It's, I couldn't imagine driving there on Friday night.
God, no.
Like my kids, Brett and Justice and some of their friends, they're going to go to the river this weekend.
Okay.
They use my boat for the first time ever.
All right.
The first time anybody's in the world has used that boat but me.
Without you.
And they're terrified.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go with them. They're only going to go for 3 nights.
Uh-huh.
Which means 2 days.
Right.
Which means I'm not going that far for that.
Right. That's too quick. Good turnaround.
Plus, still being down. It'll still cost me a lot of money just to go out and take care of them.
Yeah.
They're on their own. So they have another couple with a dog and a new baby, and they'll have my granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
So let them go, but I've already given them notes, and the place where I store the boat's ready for them. I gave them their names, and they can pick it up. They're terrified, though. They're going to break it.
Oh, boy.
I told them, as long as you don't run over a person drunk,
yeah,
you're okay.
Yeah, don't do that.
If you break the boat, I don't care. If you blow the motor up, I don't care. But do whatever. But I've been finding out from other people I know that mutual friends, Steve, they don't want to do it because they're terrified. So I purposely am not going, just let them do this.
Yeah.
And they're responsible, obviously. But they're picking the boat up on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And my wife thinks I'll get FOMO.
Mm.
I want to go out there. But no, I'm not going to. It'll be fine. We're going to let them go on their own. They'll have like eight people, 4 couples, 2 kids, 2 dogs, but my daughter and Justice get to use the big person bedroom this time.
No.
Their own bathroom.
Okay.
So it'll be fine. But, it'll be weird this weekend. The first time ever I won't be at the river with them with my boat.
Yeah.
I had that boat since 1993.
Wow.
But frankly, I'm getting tired of the boat.
Yeah.
I can't do it as much anymore. It's just too far to drive, too much of this, too much of that.
Uh-huh.
And I pay a lot of money to store it.
You better
fix it.
If you had a boat at the marina here in Redondo, you'd be closer.
Nah, that's really a money pit.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Luckily, Pam and I were buying a boat, I want to say, it's still in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was a boat, an ocean yacht, 47-foot ocean yacht.
Uh-huh.
And but the name, I forgot the name, but it said Palos Verdes on the bottom. Even though it was moored in. And I'm not a good boater. I said, it's parked. It's parked in Redondo Beach.
Yeah.
So we were going to buy half. And we went and looked at the boat, took it for a test drive with the broker, not with the owner, other owner.
Yeah.
And I looked around. It was a beautiful boat, but they had pictures of their kids on the boat all over it.
Oh, wow.
And it showed them from they were little
uh-huh.
until they were teenagers.
Okay.
I said, Pam, this will never be our boat.
Yeah.
We'll always be the subordinate
uh-huh.
people. So, and I think luckily we sobered up and didn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a money pit. But you don't, you go out on Sunday, you go on Sundays and you drink and you eat and you don't go out. Because
mm-hmm.
a trip from, like today, a trip from Redondo Beach to Catalina
mm-hmm.
in a boat like that is $500 round trip just in fuel.
Yeah.
And they got to pay to park it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not a big party boat. You can't drink.
No.
Anyway, no, I don't want an ocean boat. I can go out with other people I know. But you know, once you go around in circles a few times, see some dolphins, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Going down the river, I prefer the water out there because it's still 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind the heat out there.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's fun. But I want my kids to use it. And if they choose to, my goal is after the summer is to give them the boat.
Uh-huh.
And they can take over storage fees.
There you go.
But every time I go out there, it costs $500 to tune it up. I've got to make sure it runs.
Yeah.
Because we don't use it enough. But I don't want it anymore. I want them to use it. Maybe I'll borrow it now and again.
Sure.
Or I can go with them.
Yeah.
And I can be the passenger.
There you go.
I can have a cocktail. Well, they have to not. You can't have it. That's the one rule in the boat we have. Whoever's
yeah.
driving the boat that day, nada.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. I mean, it's a big problem if you get caught. I mean, it's probably worse than on land.
No, it's the same DUI.
Just as bad, okay.
But when you're on the river, especially on, they're going on, my kids are going on Saturday, Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't go on the water on Saturday.
Okay.
Unless it's after, it's probably calmer now,
mm-hmm.
but it's insane. The people only go out for the weekends.
Yeah.
But the weekdays, you're like the only person on earth. There's nobody there. It's like 10 boats in the whole.
It's like going to our local beaches during the weekday.
Pretty much, yeah. So, but when you go up and down the river, especially on a Friday afternoon, Saturday or Sunday, you have, in fact, where we are, it's in Fort Mojave,
uh-huh.
across from Needles. They have California, they have San Diego Sheriff.
Mm.
They have Fort Mojave Sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
They have Lake Havasu. It's a national wildlife refuge. It's a national park. So they have those police.
Okay.
They have Coast Guard, fishing game from California. There's really like seven or eight agencies, and they all have the right to pull you over.
Yeah.
And I've seen people do the drunk test on the water out there. There's two or three bars out there where people go to, about 10 miles, 15 miles south of where we're at.
Like on the shoreline?
They're back in the cove.
Okay.
But they're pretty new.
Yeah.
But all these boats, they can get there from Lake Havasu. So they have these boats that cost, like right now, $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the truck has to always match the boat, and the trailer has to
match.
Oh,
yeah, you need that, too.
And nobody ever... You never see old boats because most people don't keep boats that long because they get repoed.
Uh-huh.
You could finance a boat with zero credit, zero anything. You can get a $500,000 boat for $1,000 a month.
Okay.
Like a 30-year loan.
Yeah.
Boats don't. My boat has lasted 30 years because I maintain it, but boats don't last that long.
Okay.
So these guys, they don't keep them. They're always just going down the river. Too big to ski, too big to do anything. They go fast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're drinking, it goes too fast. And then you watch it pull into the resorts, and they can't park it.
Ah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got a buzz.
Right.
And most of the guys, we call them 909ers.
Uh-huh.
Area code 909.
Inland Empire. Or
IE. Right there. But, yeah, my little boat's just fun for it's 22 feet. But, you know, I want my kids to take it over. And they can go use it wherever they want. When I was younger, we would go out there for... I do the same thing. Let's leave Thursday night and come back Sunday night.
Yeah.
But now I need one day to drive there, one day to drive home, and I'm not going to do it all one day.
No.
I used to be able to go to Mammoth Mountain, go skiing, and, like, leave right now.
Hmm.
And we'd get there late at night, and then we would ski tomorrow and then drive back tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Now I need... leave this morning.
Yeah, I need a little downtime and rest on a long trip like that.
Yeah, well, now I'm old.
Yeah,
that's but okay. I don't ski anymore, so the parts are too bad.
Yeah, I need to double check with you. I need to make sure I don't go to that hotel in Laughlin, Bullhead City, because I was just looking at vacation ideas for, like, wintertime when the NFL playoffs are happening.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of going to Laughlin and not Vegas, where you can still gamble on football.
I was in Bullhead.
Yeah.
That hotel, I will tell you what it is. It's the old Econo Lodge in at the river.
Uh-huh.
I will MF that place forever. I didn't get a refund.
Uh-huh.
I went through Amex and hotels.com, and I posted the video, and even Amex said, well, you agreed to the hotel.
Yeah.
It was $86. But you can get a really nice room anywhere in Laughlin for $40.
Okay.
Weekends probably $60.
Yeah.
But if you gamble 2 hours, they're giving it to you for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Vegas. In Laughlin, if you're wearing a clean tank top, you're a high roller.
Yeah.
And as my sister who's listening now, her husband came in, rest in peace, but we're going to buy him dinner at some fancy restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And he shows up with a tank top,
uh-huh,
which is okay in Laughlin, but you can't go to restaurants.
Okay.
The nice restaurants, so... I said, well, you got to get a shirt on. He said, I didn't bring a nice shirt. I didn't bring any shirt. Okay, well, we went over to this little taco place. It cost me like $8. It would have cost $200, Susie, but you didn't. You got to at least take one nice shirt.
Yeah, maybe at least a polo or something.
A polo's fine.
Yeah.
No tank tops.
Yeah.
But I way prefer Laughlin over Las Vegas.
Yeah, I got to give a little.
Just go.
Give a little look-see and just go and do some gambling.
We go to Harrah's. They're great places.
Yeah.
And they have really good entertainment.
Uh-huh.
And name entertainment now. But you can get great meals. And I swear to God, you have $5 tables.
Okay.
And cheap slots. And if you put $20 in the machine at the bar and just keep that $20 going, you can drink for free all day long.
Right on.
And you see the people there that live up there.
Yeah.
They all look like me, you know, fat and bald and stuff. Wearing tank tops, but they sit there all day. They just drink.
Well, there was one of my dad's. Well, my dad got out of the Navy. His first job, the guy that hired him for his first post Navy job, this guy named Tom, and that family, we were close. You know, him and my father became pretty close. In fact, you know, they helped us move up north, and, you know, I used to come down and spend summers, or at least a couple weeks every summer in Westminster, you know, basically Huntington Beach, where, you know, they lived and stuff. And, you know, Tom and the Lucia families moved a number of times, but last I remember, he was a blackjack dealer in Laughlin. He's got to be in his 80s now, as my dad would be in his 80s, so, but that's where he ended up kind of retiring as a blackjack dealer. And, you know, the funny thing is, I remember growing up with his family and our family, we played a lot of cards, and I learned how to gamble from Tom and my father and my uncle. And, you know, I got to double check with my mom if he's, you know, what's going on with him. But it would be kind of fun to just drop in and you know.
It's probably hard to find him.
Yeah.
I don't get there. I went to find my Uncle Bill. My dad's younger brother was a lifelong gambler. Worked in casinos from Edmonton, Canada, to Vegas, to Reno. I went to see him once in Reno. I went up there. I went to whatever the hotel was he was working. I said, is there a Bill Aspell here?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, I never heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
And his pit boss. I went, well, I gave him my farmer's insurance card. I said, if you hear from him, if you ever run into him, give me a call.
Yeah, yeah.
And about an hour later, I got a call.
Uh-huh.
They're worried about IRS and all this stuff. but he wanted me to go to blackjack school, dealer school.
Yeah,
I was going to go. My dad said, you're going to end up with a bad back, which you have anyway, you know, pot belly and a pinky ring, and you'd be working five, you know, midnight till 6 in the morning, chain smoking Lucky Strikes.
Or getting, you know, your secondhand smoke fill.
Yeah, yeah, I really wanted to do it, but I haven't seen that. Uncle's probably dead now, but I haven't seen him in 25 years. Very elusive. But those those people in that business, they don't want to be known or seen.
Oh, no, no.
But I was always fascinated by that.
Me too. The
pit bosses. When I first started going there when I was younger, these little thumb things. You want to drink a little clicker, click, click, click.
Uh-huh.
And the lady would come out, give you a drink. But my Uncle Bill said, he took me to the Golden Nugget one Sunday morning. And that's when they sold $2 tables.
Yeah.
And he said, what do you want to drink? I said, I want a Jack Daniels club soda. He said, okay, put like $5 out in front of you. Mm-hmm. Not in the hole, just, I mean, in front of me, on the rack.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered the drink, and it came out quick. And I gave her a dollar tip.
Mm-hmm.
And the drink was almost clear, like I was drinking vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So then he pulled money out of his pocket, put a couple hundred dollars in front of me and chips. And he goes, now order the drink again. And it came out brown.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, that's the law. That's the rules. There's no clocks here. The air conditioner, so you're always wide awake. And they serve you big drinks if you're gambling. If they think you're gambling.
Mm-hmm.
That their goal is to get you drunk.
Yeah.
And keep you happy and fun.
Yeah.
But
you have less facilities to keep your money when you're drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to worry about that. Well, I've done that before, too.
Sure.
But it's basically, I would highly recommend, well, my favorite place actually is Reno.
Yeah.
And you can fly to Reno faster and cheaper than you can fly to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's truly west of L.A.
It is.
And the airport's small. It's like going to Hawthorne.
Yeah.
And it's there's no big terminals to walk through. Just get out. The hotel is like 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
But if you just want to drive to a place close, go to Lotham. And they have three or four really, really cool places. You got,
nice.
Got my juices flowing. I wouldn't mind going right now. Watching a football game at a sports bar in Laughlin's cool. Because, again, they invented the phrase white trash in Laughlin. And that pertains to every color, because every color person, every different color or nationality dresses the same in Laughlin. We all look alike. And we're all kind of not, we're not like we're going to the MGM Grand.
Yeah.
Or the fancy hotels up there. But
we're on a budget. That's where we're in Laughlin.
We're on a budget. But I've seen people win a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And I've won
you can
few,
win or lose
I've
at any casino.
I've won a few bucks there, and I've lost a few bucks, but you know, my sister would meet us there. They always stay at Harrah's.
Yeah.
That's my favorite place.
But I like Harrah's.
I like Harrah's up
like
there.
Like the one in Reno I really like, or Tahoe.
Reno clothes.
The Tahoe Harrah's.
I stayed in the mall. So I get
that's where I learned to play craps.
I used to go there a lot, get free rooms. I love craps. I have a crap. I'm building a crap table.
Oh.
I have the felt and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my stuff out. Instead of building butterfly habitats, I'm going to build a crap table that can be folded down.
Okay.
So my buddy Mike Ball, I think you've met him. He knows every odds.
Yeah.
I mean, he puts the change out before he gets paid.
Yeah.
He throws him a nickel or whatever. But I have no idea. But it's fun.
It moves very fast, and it's there's a lot going on.
You know, my wife knows craps and plays craps.
I remember it like the casino night for a fundraiser for somebody.
Rotary, yeah.
We're all at the table, and you know, she was doing great.
Yeah, the pit boss one, or the dealer one night goes, the stick man goes, sure, that lady wants your attention. I go, she wants money. we never stand next to each other.
Right.
Bad karma.
Yeah.
But she went, ran out of money. I had to send her some money down there, but she usually wins because she's more conservative. I get out there, and, you know, the trouble is, stay away from the beverages.
Yeah.
Craps.
That's it.
So.
On a quick note, with Pam's connection to the Miami Dolphins, I saw Mercury Morris passed away over the weekend.
She was a cheerleader for them. Yeah,
yeah, and it's funny because, you know, there's that connection. She was, you know, a cheerleader with the Dolphins, and then my friend growing up, Darren, whose uncle was Monty Clark, he attended that game. And I remember you know, they stayed in the Dolphins team hotel, wherever that was. I don't know, but I remember him saying he was in the room next to Mercury Morris and Paul Warfield. Wow. They were the guys next to him, and he's like, and all night before the game, they kept playing Locomotion. The song, you know, Little Eva or the Grand Funk version, I don't know. But he's like, anyway, apparently they were, like, up all night. And then, you know, years later, find out Mercury Morris was involved in some extracurricular activities
and
stuff like that. But I remember, they were up all night before the game with Locomotion going. And I'm just, but I remember specifically when the Patriots went 18-0 and the Giants beat them in the Super Bowl. Maybe an hour or so later, I got ESPN on, and I'm doing things around the apartment. I look up, and there's Mercury Morris on the phone, just, and, you know.
They're all having a fun time. They didn't lose their record.
Yeah, and there's a documentary on that team, the Dolphins, and that, he's like, they were like the greatest team ever. He's like, we were number one in scoring, number one in not allowing points, number one rushing, number one in, you know, yards, they were number one in every category. The fact that the kicker tried to throw a pass.
Gary Premier. No.
Gary Premier. Yeah, and it's like, they could have. It would have been so symmetrical had they won that game 17-0 and gone 17-0. But
Pam got. She said she got hurt. She got two free tickets.
Uh huh.
That's they got paid. She gave it to her dad and her brother.
Nice.
They went to the game. And I think the tickets cost $10 each.
Yeah, what a bargain.
But we found it. I got to go back and look for it. She's in a video right now. Riding Helmet Buggy. Andy Williams. Andy Williams was a singer.
That's great.
It was before they had Drake or whatever they have on. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. See you, buddy.
We do.
Next week.
All right.
But in the end, there's just no place like home. Redondo Beach. One